coming up.
Losing them is just next to the hardest thing I've ever dealt with.
Justin is going to leave a big hole in a lot of people's hearts. They worked so hard to make sure that they were going to have a good living for their little boy.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
And the police brings the child out, holding him by his torso, runs him out. And the grandmother grabbed him, the grandpa grabbed him. They're crying, freaking out. And they said, where's my baby? And I was just like, oh my God. And they're like, they are dead.
In November, a young couple was found dead inside their Ackworth, Georgia home. Police have made an arrest and connected the killings to another violent attack the following day involving a police officer. I'm joined by reporter Hope Ford at WXIA 11 Alive in Atlanta. Hope, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what we know about Amber and Justin Hicks, the couple found murdered inside their home.
So they were, you know, a typical couple starting their lives together. You know, they were together. They had a young son and, you know, they were excited to buy their very first house and become homeowners. And, you know, they move into this house in a picturesque neighborhood. You know, we always hear those words, oh, we didn't think that something could happen like this here. And then you see this beautiful neighborhood. This was the type of neighborhood that it was, where people lived there for 30 and 40 years. Neighbors knew each other. They walked their dogs and waved hi to each other. It was that type of neighborhood that you see in movies. And all of their neighbors said, you know, they seemed like such a sweet couple. The husband would, you know, encourage, you know, the next door neighbor's young son to keep playing basketball. And they just seemed like they were, you know, really excited to be there. They loved each other. Justin Hicks was a volunteer firefighter. He had just passed his EMT exam. Nice, normal couple, according to everybody that knew them.
And tell us how then their bodies were discovered.
So it was the next morning, about 9:30 in the morning. One of the neighbors tells us they all of a sudden hear, you know, screaming. They come outside. They see police there at the Hicks home, and they come out with the young son wrapped up in a towel. The grandparents are there. The grandmother, the mother of the of Amber, is saying, where's my baby? Where's my baby? And that's when they realized that the couple was inside and they were dead. The police have told us that, again, it was around 9:30 in the morning. The child was inside with them. And they said that sometime overnight is when it happened. So, you know, their son was in there with them until they were found the next morning.
And the manner of death, they'd been shot to death. Is that right?
They'd been shot to death, yes.
It was the following day then that another attack took place. Tell us about that and then the connection that police made.
So in a city, you know, really kind of, you know, probably 30 minutes away, there was a bunch of home break-ins that were happening. So, you know, police come out, they get the 911 call that there's this person that's going into a bunch of homes. They get this 911 call. They go out there, and the person that they suspect is going into the houses ends up stabbing one of the police officers and fighting with some of the other police officers. They end up taking him down, you know, and arresting him. And we'd heard the last name of Lance, and that name kind of perked the ears of myself and my assistant news director. Because earlier, the day before, there were neighbors who were telling us, hey, there's this, yeah, the couple that lived, or the neighbors that lived right behind the house of the couple that was killed, their son, you remember, he's Austin Lance. And we're going, why does that name sound familiar? That name sounds so familiar. And then we realized, wait a minute, the name sounds familiar because Austin Lance was the person who, in August, had gone to Washington, D.C. and was, well, police say that he killed a Pentagon police officer before killing himself. So we're like, okay, well, who is the other Lance then? Is this some kind of connection? My assistant news director the next day on Saturday, she realizes, wait, They're two Lands boys. There's Austin, and then there's Matt. Matt was the one arrested for stabbing the police officer. And we start to wonder, okay, are they brothers? They have to be. We looked up their addresses. They're the same address. They're both said to have lived there. And then within an hour of kind of realizing that this last name, you know, kind of sounded familiar and we had another brother that was there, that's when police came out and said, hey, the person that we arrested for stabbing the police officer, we also believe that this is the person who murdered the couple the day before.
And as it turns out, there was a bit of history between the Lands brothers and the couple that lived in this house previously, right? Can you talk about that?
Right. So Austin Lands, remember Austin's the one accused of killing the Pentagon police officer. Austin Lands had been accused of harassing the previous couple that lived in the home. The previous couple that lived in the home said that, you know, he was leaving pornographic material in the mailbox, that he had walked into their house at some point in time. And so and other neighbors were aware of this as well. And they told us the day after the Hicks couple was killed, they said, you know, yeah, the brother was harassing the previous couple that lived there. So this couple moves out and then the Hicks family buys the house. So they move in around the same time that they are moving in to the house, the Hicks family, around that same time. Austin Lands, he goes to Washington, D.C., kills that Pentagon police officer. And then a couple of months later is when the brother, according to police, goes in and kills the Hicks couple.
Matthew Lands was then taken into custody. What sort of charges is he facing and where does the case stand now?
So he's facing more than 45 crimes. So he's facing about 35, 36 when it comes to stabbing the police officer, because again, remember, he was also accusing of being, you know, breaking into people's homes and things like that. So he's charged with aggravated assault, all kinds of things there. And then, of course, when it comes to the Hicks murder, he's charged with their murders as well. So he's facing a lot of charges in both of these instances. And right now, he still is in jail right now, awaiting that trial. And, you know, this both of these families are really just, you know, reeling over what happened. And then the community has also really come together to support the Hicks family's son, because he's going to have a very hard life, you know, and knowing that both of his parents were killed and that he was in the home with them. So the community is really trying to make sure that they support this young child.
I'm thankful that we have Jacob. And I hope that someday Jacob pulls me aside and says, tell me about my mom. Tell me about my dad.
If you ever need anything, and I'm talking about anything, person to talk to, something took care of at your house, food, anything for Jacob, you've got several numbers to call. And it'll be handled, it'll be took care of.
Hope, you talked about the history with Austin Lands and harassment of the previous couple that lived in this home. Do we know any reason why Matthew Lands would have targeted this couple?
Not any solid reason. There really hasn't been any motive released from the police department. They're, according to, you know, some of the family and some of the neighbors in the neighborhood, they do believe that that Matthew Lands did suffer from mental illness. And the couple that lived there previously, who were having this who were allegedly being harassed by Austin Lands, Matthew's brother, they were a young couple with a young child. And so a couple months later, you have a different couple living in the home with a young child. And so some of the neighbors seem to think that maybe he thought that it was the previous couple that may have lived in the home and who had that interaction with his brother. Of course, that's just talk from in the neighborhood. The police themselves haven't said that Matthew Lands himself, has said anything as to why he might want to harm this couple.
And as you mentioned, I believe that Austin Lands was was charged with harassment, right? And he was ordered to undergo a mental evaluation before then taking that bus to D.C. and allegedly killing a Pentagon police officer.
Yeah, so he was, in April of this year, he was caught breaking into to the home. Again, that was after leaving the pornographic material and other things like that. And when they arrested Austin, he did go undergo a mental health evaluation. And also, while in custody, he assaulted or is allegedly assaulted two other police officers. And then he is released and then goes to Washington, D.C. And, of course, we know what happened there.
I'm assuming that the Lands family is not talking to anybody at this point.
After Austin Lands killed himself, they did release a statement at that time saying, you know, we are just devastated for the family of the Pentagon officer. And they were so apologetic about what happened. After the Hicks family was killed, there were neighbors who were telling us that, you know, the mom of Austin and Matthew, that she'd left the day just saying that I can't do this right now. So it was that they are not talking right now. And it has to be, I can't imagine what they're probably going through right now, knowing that both of their sons are accused of these types of crimes. And one is dead, and now one is facing a very long time in prison.
Yes, just such a troubling, disturbing case. And you have this couple, as you mentioned, and their young child left to grow up without parents now. And I know that this has had a big impact on the community and neighbors and certainly family and friends of the Hicks.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a young couple that didn't bother anybody and were only in their dream home for a couple of months. And now they're both gone. The day of when they found the bodies, the entire fire department that Justin worked for, they came out throughout the entire day, just kind of wanting to pay their respects on the day of. And so it's going to take a long time probably for that community and those families to heal over what happened. And then, of course, you're facing, you know, having to face the person who is accused of doing this to them in court. So it's going to take a while. And, you know, it's just a heartbreaking story.
I'm sure a lot more to come on this one, as you said. All right. Hope Ford at WXIA 11 Alive in Atlanta. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. Be sure to check out our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.